Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
How you doing, young man?
I am great.
How was your night off? People are, does Phil deserve a night off?
Sure.
I say no.
Mm-hmm.
But was it?
I got my rest.
Did you get in trouble from June?
No, not too much. I only batted an eye about like one time. We were watching a movie and I only like one time.
She's
like,
did she wake up?
I thought you were going to watch this. Yeah, I am.
I am.
I'm watching
just
it.
Heavy breathing.
One eye. Yeah, exactly.
Should we hot?
I had something in my nose, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Too much air, I guess.
Yeah. Hopefully you're not too deflated and down and out today. I saw Arkansas got beat by Auburn last night in college basketball.
Yeah, so. But you know what? And they play really well some days. Yeah. I mean, they beat Kentucky and Kentucky.
Oh.
They beat Texas at Texas.
Oh.
And you know what? And WRCO team can beat them.
You think so?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. I can't move that well anymore. I could bucket hang. You know, and stay at one end of the court.
Right.
And be all right.
We could both do that.
Yeah. Well, no, you could be on the other side. You could get the rebound and throw the ball.
Don't we do it the other way? That way, at least we could score.
Was that you? You don't think I could score?
I'm not going to say anything.
Standing behind. I think I could.
You think you could?
Standing underneath the basket. Sure. Absolutely.
Well, then you know what? That's our that's our game plan. You do not want to face the WRCO basketball team.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
And as Joanne's in charge of the coaching.
She's
over.
Is she?
Yeah, over. Uh-huh. Yeah, she hasn't won a ball game yet.
Huh.
But that's fine. She continues to try and try.
Give her a participation ribbon.
So. Is she standing behind me?
Yeah, she is.
Does she have a bat or anything in her hand?
She should, but she doesn't. Hey, anyway. Congratulations again on the Umpire of the Year.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That was cool. So what was the ceremony like?
It went well. You went up there, you had a lunch, and while you're eating lunch, they called your name up and went up and received the plaque and took your picture and sat back down and watched everybody else. Very, very nice. Very nice. So Pat Riley, you know, our good buddy.
Uh-huh.
He goes, well, we had to nominate somebody, Henry.
There he is. How many games you do a year?
Last year I did 309.
That's all levels.
Yeah, that's all levels. Uh-huh. I mean, I had started fifth grade all the way to home talent. And as also, you know, I was nominated as Home Talent Umpire of the Year.
Yeah. Boy, you had a good year last year.
A good year, yeah. Boy, I should retire while I'm ahead.
I was going to say, what are you going to do this year?
I can't beat that.
Right.
So
umpire that nobody wants.
Yeah, umpire that nobody wants. Yeah. I usually get that anyway.
You can go from hero to goat pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coach Clary goes, hey, don't drop down any level now since you're up here. I said, I have never been on a level. He goes, well, you are now.
Yeah. Set the bar pretty high.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So very humbled.
Yeah. Well, that's.
Yeah. Very humbled by that.
That's really cool. And then you had been asked by WEAC to do a few college games.
I was. And long and hard decision on that. And I declined to do that. And the reason is just the timing. There's so much time involved in this. You go to Superior one day, go to Chicago the next. I can't. Number one, I don't want to miss work like that. If a guy was unemployed and that's all he did, it'd be a great way to make money. But I just don't want to travel like that anymore.
There's a lot of travel involved.
There's a lot of travel in it.
Yeah, you'd go from River Falls to La Crosse
to Chicago to Milwaukee to Green Bay. Yeah, and you're all over the place. So. No, I was very blessed and very honored to. But I am NCAA licensed now.
All right.
Yeah, so.
You got that going for you.
Yeah, I got that going for me. So, but, you know, it's a big honor to be asked to do some college ball. And at this time, I just don't feel like it's in my cards to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, with my knees and stuff. My knees need a break, and you know, it's a very short season, very long days though. If you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
season starts.
They play doubleheaders too.
Yeah, play doubleheaders every night. Every day that you're scheduled, you have a doubleheader. So it's one of those things where it's a very short season from March to the end of middle of May, but they're very long days because you're always on the road. And I just don't feel like that I wanted that. Number one, my job. Number two, my puppy dogs. And
yeah, your dogs.
And mm-hmm. I don't think they would sat there the whole games.
Right. Yeah, so. When you're raising dogs like that, you want to have some good quality family time.
And you know, during basketball season, basketball and wrestling season now for us, it's when you get home, you don't want to do anything, but you're always running.
Right.
I mean, you work Saturday nights, Saturday mornings now, every day of the week, and sometimes it's just nice to be home.
Just sit and let the cobwebs form on your head.
Yes, you know? But you know, you pay all this money for a home, you might as well be there.
Very true.
So anyway, I was very honored.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, congratulations.
Thank
again.
You very much. Yeah. So, you know, world records is Factor Hanko. Can you believe Hank got umpire of the year for Wisconsin baseball coaches?
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, that's fact. That's a facto.
Facto, not a Hanko. Who would have ever thunk it? You know, back in the day.
I wouldn't have. I was very honored and very blessed. I was humbled. It was like, oh, my God, I can't believe that people actually think about me out of the season.
Sure.
But, again, you know, you go back to Pat Riley. Hey, we had to nominate somebody. Love that man.
Well, I know you do other sports, too. I mean, if you're in a warmer climate, I mean, I've had friends over the years that live in California or whatever. They umpire the whole year through.
Yeah, and in Arkansas, you didn't get done umpiring until late November.
Oh, sure.
And then in early March, they would start up again. So, but usually my father and my family, they're usually mowing by the end of March. So it depends. So, and they just got like 7 to 8 inches of snow. So
sure, that's good fertilizer though. I think we were actually mowing
early last year. Along through the raindrops.
Yeah.
I mean, we did got pounded, then we got nothing.
Right. Yeah. It was a weird year that year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So beneficial rain in the spring and then nothing for a long time.
It was nothing for a long time. Yeah. But no, you can't complain. It is what it is, and we just move on.
Yeah. Anything else you know today or not?
I try not to know a lot, Phil.
Uh-huh. That's a good way to be.
So the more you know, the more I get in trouble, I found out.
If you act like you don't know what's going on, people aren't going to ask you anything. They're going to leave you alone, probably. That's kind of my motto.
That answers a lot of questions. But you get a lot of phone calls back here, though.
I do.
You get a lot of phone calls. Have you found any world records?
No, I really haven't, other than, you know, umpire of the year. So you're looking at your phone. That's not good either. What are you doing? Are you talking to your brother or something?
Well, right here.
While we're on the air?
Most jump ropes cleared by a guinea pig, Phil. I've been looking for world records. You know?
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, in 30 seconds. Most jump ropes cleared by a guinea pig in 30 seconds. A guinea pig jumped over 17 tiny jump ropes in 30 seconds.
That's impressive. I
can't do that.
And that's four legs they got to get off the ground.
Too. Yes.
Right. Yeah. I only have to worry about two.
Well,
and I can only get maybe one off the ground.
Me too. Fastest time to enter a suitcase.
What do you mean, climb in it?
Yeah.
Climb in a suitcase?
Yeah. Leslie Tipton climbed into a suitcase in 5.43 seconds. Guarantee she don't have a belly like I do.
No, probably. That's somebody's carry-on in the plane, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, here's my carry-on.
Here's my carry-on.
Oh,
stay in there, Leslie.
I'm just not a fan of flying either. You know, I'm we went last year, and I think we were in the, what I would say, you know, we were kind of in the lowly, we were in the back of the plane. So
right.
By the time we entered, we were the last ones to enter. They're like, sir, there's no room in the overhead. We're going to have to check that underneath. Like, that's exactly why I didn't want to.
Yes.
I don't want to check my bag underneath because you're going to lose it.
I'll
never see it again.
I can buy it back on your lost and found
page.
Yes.
Right. Luckily, it did make it. But you have to go to baggage claims, and you have to sit there and wait for it and everything like that, just because there was no room in the overhead, you know?
Well, and you can't go anywhere. You have no clothes, no deodorant.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's
normal.
No, it's normal for me. you noticed.
Yeah. Can't help it.
Raise my hand.
Please put them down.
Yeah.
Most time spent balancing a running lawnmower on the chin. This is a record.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
The record.
There's a lot of things wrong with that.
It's 3 minutes and 52 seconds.
Including safety issues. Yes. Boy, oh
so,
boy.
My question, who's up there holding that safety switch on?
Yeah. They must
have. I bet they taped it.
Well, they had a tie-down strap or something wrapped around there.
That is totally illegal.
Yeah.
Like tearing a tag off your pillow. Don't do that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, so
it says you could be penalized by law.
Well, I know.
You'd tear that off there.
Would you be penalized if that happens?
Well, they'd have to catch me first. They'd have to crawl underneath my bed.
Well, again, we just said that we.
And who wants to do that?
fastest time to pop 100 balloons with a dog's teeth. A dog popped 100 balloons in just 28.22 seconds. You know, that would have been fun to train, but I'd have been going, calm down, boy. I cannot keep up with you.
I know. Loud in those balloon pops.
Yeah. Let's see here.
You're just full
most, of Most leaders. Tricks performed by a pig in 1 minute. It wasn't mine. A pig named Joy performed 13 tricks in a minute.
13 tricks. Well, who would have thought you could teach a pig that many tricks?
But look how many tricks you've taught me.
I don't know. They say pigs are pretty smart.
That's what they say.
And I grew up raising them. I never really saw that, but I guess it's true.
Wouldn't you be like the part of this? The longest continuous applause.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to be a part of that. Yeah, sure.
A group in Germany clapped for 2 hours and 32 minutes straight.
Probably. Yeah. Second was that when people in Pea Ridge knew that you were leaving town, they're like, you know.
They're still clapping.
Yeah, exactly.
It's 30 years. most straws stuffed in a mouth. Manure Coomer put 459 straws in his mouth at one time.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I had one more for you here. Oh, here you go. Joanne could be on part of this, okay? Most jelly donuts eaten without licking lips.
Why?
Kevin, L.A. Beast, ate 6 donuts in under 3 minutes without licking his lips. That would be hard to do.
Oh, yes, it would.
Yeah, that would be hard to do.
Man, so. I'm not a fan of jelly donuts either.
I'm not either.
No.
One more. To kick off.
Big glob of something in the middle. I just want my donut.
Most mayonnaise eaten in 3 minutes. Michelle Lisco ate 5 pounds of mayonnaise in just 3 minutes.
Gross.
Hey, I hope I can brighten up your day.
I love mayonnaise, but not much.
Not that much. No. I would be sick of mayonnaise for a long time.
Yeah, you would.
So, anyway, young man, have fun at your game tonight. I don't even know where I'm going, but I'm going somewhere.
You have to check the contract.
Yeah.
I think they're sending you to, I'm not sure.
Out of the area.
I think the New Diggings Junior High tonight.
Well, I really got demoted, didn't I?
Down on the state line.
Buddy, have a great day. Be kind.
You bet.